Welcome back to Eco Talk on Air America Radio. I am very pleased to introduce our last guest this hour. Dennis Hayes was the president of the Bullitt Foundation up in the Seattle, Washington area. He is joining us to talk about the late, great Gaylord Nelson. Now, many of you probably heard that he passed away at the ripe old age of 88, so he certainly had a long and very productive life, but he will be sorely missed, and his legacy will carry on forever. What you may not know is that Gaylord Nelson, as you probably know, was the founder of the original Earth Day back in 1970, but the co-founder was Dennis Hayes. So very pleased to have you, Dennis, to tell us about Gaylord Nelson, how that first Earth Day came to be, and what he did to really kick off the modern environmental movement and then bring it up to today, the challenges we're facing, and if you can tell us what Gaylord Nelson would say about the mother of all environmental problems right now, climate disruption, and what he would say we should do about that. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Betsy.
That's eight minutes.
That's a one-semester course. We may have a little dialogue about it.
We'll have you back for a longer segment next time.
Gaylord was an absolutely amazing political figure in American history. I think way ahead of any other politician, he understood that you could create a new constituency by uniting the folks that were part of the old traditional conservation and hunting community with new urban environmentalists who were worried about air pollution, water pollution, toxics, lead paint, and also organized labor, which were probably his strongest friends within the various organized groups in the country. And he did a great deal to forge those three elements together to be the early environmental movement. But one of the little forgotten footnotes of history is that for the first Earth Day in 1970, by far the largest donor, dwarfing anything else, was organized labor. And the largest single contributor was the United Auto Workers.
We should also mention that Gaylord Nelson was a senator from Wisconsin and served as governor, I believe, of Wisconsin as well.
He was a two-term governor and a three-term senator.
But let's talk today about his role as the father of Earth Day. How did you two get together to co-parent this seminal event?
Well, I should clarify the terminology just a bit so that we don't get him spinning in his grave. What became Earth Day was really Gaylord's idea, and he was talking about it for months before I became involved. His concept was to have an environmental teach-in on college campuses across the country, parallel to the teach-ins that had been held on civil rights and on the war, to try to help forge this new constituency and get it some visibility. I was a graduate student at the time, and went down to Washington, D.C. to talk to him about possibly organizing something on my campus. And it turned out that he had received an enormous response in terms of mail to a couple of early speeches that he'd given on it, and our 10-minute courtesy call turned into about a three-hour meeting. And the following day, he called me up and asked whether I'd consider dropping out of school and coming down to become the national coordinator of the event. And so he was clearly the founder, and I was the national organizer of that first Earth Day.
And some 20 million Americans took part, including me. I remember sitting on the lawn at Saratoga High School and getting in touch with the earth under my body for the first time, and in a whole new way, kind of grooving with it, you know?
It was a remarkable event. Possibly the single most important element in it was the decision by John Lindsay in New York to go whole hog in his support of it for us. And that was, in some senses, I think, the greatest triumph, because we cranked out more than 1 million people in New York. He shut down Sixth Avenue, gave us about half of Central Park, the entire Great Lawn. And we did that in the place where we had NBC, ABC, CBS, Time, Newsweek, the New York Times. And it really helped to put a face on the event as it was taking place in thousands of communities and hundreds of campuses across the country.
And what did he go on to do after he really, put that on the map?
Well, Gaylord was always involved in a wide variety of issues, but on the environmental front, he was the father of the Environmental Education Act. He was a co-sponsor of the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts. He was very strong on endangered species. Was a leader on occupational health and safety, thinking of these things that affected workers as being in-plant pollution. And pretty much across the board, he was a stalwart champion of environmental values.
It is an article, an obituary in the New York Times from a week or so ago, saying that he gave his first speech to the Senate in March. It was March 25th, 1963, and he talked about the declining condition of the nation's air and water and as a national issue. He said, "We need a comprehensive and nationwide program to save the national resources of America." Boy, how prophetic that was.
Yep, as I said, way ahead of his time.
And were you in touch with him over the years and most recently?
Oh, yes. In fact, he remained on the board of directors of the Earth Day Network as an active and engaged member. Right, he was still a member at the time that he passed away.
Interesting. We bumped into each other, you and I, at the World Environment Day events in San Francisco, and I just happened to ask, where is Gaylord Nelson? Would he come on the show? And I think you said he wasn't doing much, media interviewing.
Well, he had slowed down a good deal in the last few months, and then, of course, just days after you and I spoke, he slipped into a coma. But with all of that, the sad ending, the gap that leaves within modern environmentalism, he is a person who led the kind of life that I think all of us could envy, a person who radiated integrity in everything that he did and has a string of accomplishments that are just awesome.
And what do you think he would, what did he have to say about the state of affairs now with our government not leading the way on the biggest challenge of our time?
Well, he I think, was enormously disappointed at the way that politics had become so polarized in Washington. He was really there in an era when Republicans and Democrats disagreed, and disagreed sometimes very strongly on issues, but it was all within a framework of people who respected one another and knew that they had to get along with one another, and ultimately were all committed to trying to make the government function.
Yeah.
And when he looked at the way that so many issues are being addressed today, or not addressed, and clearly, I assume you're talking about climate change being emblematic of it. He was just appalled, and appalled in some large measure at the impact that vested interests were having on framing the national debate as opposed to the public interest.
Now, over the years, Earth Day became, it seemed less relevant as the years went on, but maybe it's revving up again.
Well, Earth Day took off in a somewhat different direction. In 1990, we took it international. And in recent years, we've had bigger Earth Day things in other countries, often in terms of single-focused events, than in the United States. I think the total number of people who participate each year in the United States start off with 15 or 20 million.
Dennis, we just have about 30 seconds left, so just tell us what's coming up for 06. Do you think climate change will be part of the theme?
Oh, definitely, but I think there's a sense that you can't move Bush and you can't move Congress. So in 1906, we're going to be focused a lot upon what you can do in the nation's cities.
Thank you. Dennis Hayes, president of the Bullitt Foundation and one of the leaders of the original Earth Day, talking about the late, great Gaylord Nelson. You're listening to Eco Talk on Air America Radio. Have a great green week.